All right. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call. It is good to have all of you guys here. I don't know what it is about spring, but, you know, there's such a bounce in your step when you know spring's right around the corner. And, I mean, I don't care if you live in one of those great climates like Nancy lives in or Cindy lives in, you know, where you got the sunshine all year round. There's still something exciting about seeing the flowers come up. I know on our morning walks, we see the flowers coming up, and we see spring, and there's that hope and that exuberance. And there's also, like, all of a sudden, it's like there's 50 things. It's like spring cleaning. There are 50 things that we find ourselves engaged in, trying to spend time at everything. But it's an exciting time in the Limitless business. It's an exciting time with you guys. And with that, I'm turning it over to any thoughts that you may have, Malin, because I know we're walking in the mornings. Yeah, you're on mute.
Sorry, I was on mute. We are walking in the mornings, and, you know, I always tell Steve, spring is my favorite time of year. His is more the fall when things are so beautiful and football's coming on and all those kind of things. Spring is, you know, spring is my favorite time of year because you see those little teeny tiny, you know, spurts of growth on the treetop, you know, the tips of the trees, and you see the little sprouts of spring flowers popping up, and it's like everything gets to have a do-over. And I love that. I love this time of year. I love the way the angle of the sun. I love being able to let my toes free out of boots and put them back into sandals, and everything is so wonderful. And that's how I feel about Limitless right now. There's so many awesome things. And we had a lot of great announcements that we put in our voice email. So I'm going to turn it over to Alan. Alan, what is going on this week?
Oh boy, it was a great voice email. And you know, Steve talked about having some bounce in his step this morning. And you know, I love the messages you put in the voice, Steve. Every so often, the business building tips, because having a bounce in your step really goes along with your message. I loved how you said, you know, you got Tigger and you got Eeyore, of course, the Winnie the Pooh characters. And, you know, we can't even let any Eeyore be there any time. We've got to be the Tiggers and have that bounce and just have that enthusiasm when we're talking to people. Loved your message, Steve. And
thank you.
Recommend to everyone, you know, keep those around and read them every so often, because those are great reminders. And that's one thing I love about you, Steve, is you are, I just love your attitude, your enthusiasm, and no wonder you've been so successful. So great message in there, and other great announcements from The Voice. One of those is that on Monday we've got our weekly product call, and we're really excited to have Dr. John Wisko, one of our scientific advisory board members, joining us on our product call. He'll be talking about Thrive HGH. And, you know, what I love about Dr. Wisko, several things, but one of them is he just is able to explain things in such a way that is so understandable to guys like me that aren't scientists, you know, and not even close. And so that'll be a great call. And boy, that'd be a good one to get people on and have them hear about the benefits of Thrive directly from a PhD and scientific advisory board member of Limitless. So tune into the Monday call. And of course, all month long, we've got our Lucky Leader promo going on. Luck of the Irish, March, a lot of fun things going on in March. But this promo is, you know, sponsor a new distributor. So enroll a new distributor this month who completes their 2 in 14, and we'll give you 3 additional points toward the Limitless 2.0 founding leadership retreat. And so you can sponsor the new distributor anytime this month. As long as they complete that 2 in 14 in their first 14 days, then you're all set with those 3 extra points. So, you know, you've got an incentive to bring people in. They've got an incentive because of the 2 in 14. And so it just makes for a great combination of having some exciting sponsoring and enrolling. And, of course, they, as the new distributor, anyone they bring in this month can participate in the Lucky Leader promo, or they can as a new distributor and bringing new people in and so forth. So let's have some great enrollments in March and really get some points going toward that founding leadership retreat event. What we're always trying to do is just have great things for you to talk about with your prospecting efforts, and this is a really good one this month. Well, also, we wrapped up the I Am Limitless Diet Bet Challenge incentive. Wow, was that exciting? You know, it was something else to just be watching those scales those last few days and see, you know, how close it was going to be and everything. But, you know, I was looking at the, I assume these were the final numbers. I looked at them a couple of days ago. Between everyone who participated in the I Am Limitless Challenge, there was 265.1 pounds lost. Wow. You know, that is just fantastic. So whether or not you actually were a winner with your 4%, if you lost weight, you know, you were a winner. And so I'm just so excited to see how much success we had from that. I know I personally lost more pounds. You know, I don't even know if I would have lost anything if it weren't for this, but using the product and using the community and watching what I ate and focused that way really, really helped me have some personal success there, which I am very grateful for. And of course, we have round two that is poising to start. Begins on March 20th, and you can start getting signed up in there right now. You know, Erica Shields, our fitness ambassador, posted a message the other day, and I just loved it. I'm gonna go ahead and read it because I think it's very indicative of the I Am Limitless Challenge. She said, "I did it. I met my goal and lost 7.6 pounds the first round. I'm going to keep doing the 15-day shred with an extra meal, and I'm increasing my physical output by 5%. In other words, I'm going to push myself a little harder in the gym." Then she says, "The key to success is weighing in regularly and also posting more in the game to encourage and support one another. It has a positive psychological effect on your ability to stay motivated and chime in daily, gang." I thought that was a great message. She had several great messages in there. But that's one thing I loved about the online community was I felt accountable not just to myself and my goals, but to everyone else to do my best since I was participating, and I loved encouraging them and hitting that like button when they shared of their successes. So get signed up for I Am Limitless Round 2. It's a lot of fun, and, you know, our health is improving because of it. And in The Voice, we noted all of the winners there in the Diet Bit Challenge, and, of course, that came with 35 LDR points to anyone who just participated as well as participated in the January promo we had of the product promo of getting ready for that. So kudos. Congratulations to everyone who participated in that. And a reminder, we've got our May fly-in registration page up, as well as you can also register for our September fly-in. And, you know, February was just a great event, and we're so excited to be building upon that with everything going on right now and looking forward to a follow-up great event in May also. So get your tickets for that. You know, those new people you're enrolling this month, as part of your spiel, as you're getting them on board, let them know how important the events are. You know, you want to be a leader in this business. You want to succeed. You've got to be at the event. Several important steps there. And one of those is being at the event, feeling of the emotion, feeling of the excitement, and sharing in other people's success to really help you make commitments and get you focused on reaching your goals. And also, some recognition to those who have achieved the special 2 and 14 extra bonus that we had that we announced at our last fly-in. So kudos to Pam Hanks, Randall and Marcy Nelson, and Oliver Rodriguez for earning their 2 and 14 bonus. Kudos. Congratulations. Well done. And as we mentioned earlier, we're really excited for our retreat that we're running for right now, building for. Qualification period February this year through January next year. You know, it's a nice long qualification period. So even people coming in now and next month, there's just so many great chances to get those points, opportunities to grow your organization. The incentive is focused on growing our groups. It's focused on OV growth, participating in the X5 and X10 VIP clubs, ranking up, and working with your personally sponsored distributors to help them rank up. So a lot of great ways to earn points, and they're all focused on growing your business. These are all things that doing all of these and duplicating these in your downline is just going to help you build a solid, strong, successful distributor organization. And we're also excited to do some recognition about the X5 and X10 clubs. If you noticed in The Voice, we did a congratulations to Cindy Maddox, Lynn Moore, Liz Perkins for earning their X5 memberships. A shout out to the three of them. Well done, guys. And just some other reminders of calendar upcoming events. is we've got our Monday call that we talked about. Of course, we've got the You Even Better broadcast on Tuesday. You know, we love those broadcasts. It's a great way to bring prospects into your home or get online with them and show them what we're all about. And coming up on this Tuesday will be the Steve Campbell with Stephen Randolph and Shan Lessig broadcast. Well, that's a favorite one. That's one that always gets a good crowd, so look forward to that. And, of course, on Friday we'll have our Will Call. We love it when our local distributors come in and come into the office, get their new distributors enrolled, and work on building their business. And just a reminder that we have RTA. We had a nice update to the formula for that and had some costs go up and the taste improved. And we've got a little price increase that doesn't kick in until April 1st. So get your RTA ordered between now and then and stock up on that. You know, it's spring. There's a bounce in our step. Stephen Malin, there's a lot going on in the Limitless family. It's exciting.
Yeah, and March Madness is upon us, Alan, tremendously. And, you know, there is that excitement going. I was thinking the other day, you know, I grew up in a home where my parents drank coffee. And I can actually say this, I have never had a cup of coffee in my life, ever. And yet, when you grow up in a home where you have coffee brewing in the morning, this is long before Starbucks, guys. I mean, you know, that smell is a great smell. I have sipped coffee. I tried a taste of it, and I mean, it was not at all like it smelled, but I was always amazed with the people I've met through my life who always say to me, you know, I can't really get my day going until I have a cup of coffee. And I was a little envious of that. I was always envious of, wow, you drink a cup of coffee and you become a different person. And there's a lot of people who say that's true. And the reason I bring this up is, you know, starting your day properly and starting your business properly and starting with the right people that you want in your team. And I was saying to Malin the other day, you know, we have some unbelievable distributors, and we have some unbelievable distributor leaders too. And do you guys remember when you were in grade school or whatever and you were being picked for teams and, you know, who would go on either side? I was thinking if there was like a draft, Alan will appreciate this, if there was a draft, for example, I'd say, you know what, I want to draft Alan because Malin and I were talking about this the other day. One of Alan's great traits is he's a loyal person. So if you needed somebody on your team who was a loyal person that you could trust, man, Alan's your man. You know, if you needed, if you needed to get somebody that gets things done, that you just know, you say, hey, I'm going to hand this off to this person and they'll get it done and they'll run through walls. There is no doubt that Cindy Maddox is that person. You know, you just, if you want to get something done, just give it to Cindy, and she's like one of the busiest people in the world, and you always know that if you ask somebody who's really busy, they tend to know how to get things done. You know, Melinda and I also talk about, hey, if we're in the trenches somewhere, and we wanted to know somebody had our back too, Liz Perkins would be a great person. And you can go through your whole group and think about all the strengths and skill sets that people have. This morning, we asked Cindy to help us understand how to become an executive. And the reason we paused there and asked for that is because let's recognize the fact that Cindy is the only person in our company who's actually been able to go out and hit the top level of the compensation plan, become a presidential three, have tremendous growth in her group. And, you know, and as I look at those leaders that Cindy's put together, you know, as I heard some of them coming on the phone this morning, and I don't want to start naming everybody because I'll forget somebody, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by forgetting anybody. But what I'm saying is, as I listen to you guys coming on the phone this morning, I recognize the strength of getting the right people involved. And you know, we always describe Cindy as, you know, the ever the Ever Ready Battery Bunny, you know, because she just goes and goes and goes. And I always kid her. I always say, Cindy, take a breath, man. I want to be able to tell you something here, because she'll overwhelm you. She is so powerful in her commitment, her drive, and her desire. And so I asked Cindy, if she would mind just teaching us about, if you're going to build an organization and you're going to eventually have seven legs wide of executives, and if your goal really is to have 1,000 executives, how did you go out and do that? And so, but before we just start that, I just wanted to ask, first of all, thank you, Cindy, for being on. We love you. You know that.
You're welcome. Can you hear me?
And I just wanted, we know who Cindy is, because you can't get in her path without knowing who she is. But I wanted to know, how did this begin for you, Cindy? How long ago was it, and where did you begin your MLM experience? I'm just curious, you know, what did you used to do back in the day?
Well, I've been involved in network marketing since I was 19. I actually started with a home party plan. I wanted all this crystal. All these women were showing me all this beautiful crystal. Mike and I had only been married for a year, and so I heard about this thing called Princess House Crystal. So you did some parties, you know, and all those girls had all those beautiful pieces. And if you were really, really good, you could get the cake plate and the pitcher. And I still have that cake plate and that pitcher in my hutch as we speak. But what it did, it showed me about, you know, different strategies of, and over the years, you know, being in this industry as long as I have been, for 40 years, you guys. So I'm telling you, you know, the nice thing is that it started with a want, and now, you know, I need to go out and
It evolves.
I really got involved in network marketing when I started working for a company, you know, called Bodywise.
Okay, hold that thought for a sec. Malin, do you know what I'm talking about? About, you know, picking Cindy at the beginning because you just know she's going to accomplish whatever it is. Do you know what I'm talking
about? I know.
Yeah. So isn't that funny that Crystal is where she began?
I did. And it was Lee and Purdy.
Okay.
Well, what I love is she still has it in her hutch. Why have you not blasted that all over the internet? I'm just saying.
Well,
that is so cool.
Well, and I can take you right now to my hutch. Unfortunately, there's a few things stacked in there I wouldn't want to show you, but, you know, I've kept a couple of grandma's stuff as well. But, you know, the biggest part of that, you guys, is why do you do something? What intrigued me way back then to think that, you know, some of my friends might want some of that beautiful stuff just like I did. And I think that's where sometimes we have to look at, you know, when I said yes to Limitless, and believe me, there have been multiple companies in between. So for some of you guys that this isn't your first rodeo, just know that it can be your last. See, because what starts you can help you evolve to what it is that you really want in this industry. And like I was sharing with someone yesterday, I said some of the best times of my life have been with people that became my friends through network marketing. And I said, I think it was about 35 years ago, I said, you know, I didn't wake up one day and say I wanted to be a millionaire, but I wanted to have a million friends that all gave me a dollar. So I was more concerned about a million friends than I was about becoming a millionaire. And I think when you put life into perspective as what is it do you really want, you know, is it always going to be about the money? It might be that you have a cause and that you're cause-driven. So with Limitless, the one thing I can tell you is that I became very cause-driven. My husband's getting ready to walk out the door right now because I actually went out looking for a product for my husband. It wasn't that I was looking for another opportunity at the time that I found Limitless, but what I found is that when you find products that are life-changing, it's really hard to walk away knowing not only was the product a great product, but then when you looked at the compensation plan, it was like, if I'm going to go to work every day, you guys, I want to get paid. And I want to get paid the most that they're going to pay me for what I'm going to do, I want to get paid. I don't want to go and think, seriously, people get up every day and go to a job that they hate to get paid money that they should be getting three times as much, But they're going to get up and they're going to do it again tomorrow because they're too afraid to take a chance on something that could change the course of their life.
So Cindy, you got very excited and very passionate about the products and about the money. The fact that you could go anywhere, you could be with any company, and you know all companies say, "Hey, we have good products or great products or whatever." But you knew because of your experience with Mike and also the experience that you ended up having yourself, you know, about how these products, to your words, can actually change people's lives for the better. So you became really, really passionate about it. When you started to understand the compensation plan, you hit on the core value of the compensation plan, which was obviously building executives. And, you know, you turned to us and you said, "Hey, you know, I've got this. I can do this. I can go to the top of the company. And, you know, and I'm just going to find those people along the way to help me, not only help me, but help them, help themselves like I felt, you know, that you got help with Mike when you introduced Mike to the products and when you introduced yourself to the products and when you introduced Sally Ann and Craig and Peggy and Steve and Lindy and all these people that are on the call, you know, that you just said, "Hey, you got to try these things." And I think, and they're still here because they know that they've had the same experience that you've had in trying these products. And so you said, "Okay, so now I just need to go and start duplicating that in my business." How'd you do it?
Well, I'm going to tell you multiple ways to do it, you guys, but then I'm going to tell you the best way to do it, okay? You can actually become an executive multiple ways. And one thing that I do understand is that if you are not a product of your product, you know what, then you can't go out and tell people about something if you're not using it. I have one person in my organization from day one. You know, when we had the opportunity, Sally Ann Thompson, when we had the opportunity to do a 350 LDR and get a super value when we do that and stay consistent in that, and I know what her and her husband are taking, so they put the value in their own bodies. So they put the right products that are going to help them to get from day to day. And so that she became an executive, and she is an executive every single month, the first one or two days of the month, she's an executive. She becomes a brick. She's solid in my business. And then I have some distributors where you can actually come in, and we have multiple ways. We have three different packages that you can buy that are going to help you to get on the right track with becoming an executive. One of them is the $1,500 pack, and I'm going to go backwards because I'm a businesswoman. And when you're asking someone to join you in business, don't give them the path of least resistance when they've said, "Hey, I want to be making this amount of money. I want a new car. I'm going to offer them the best deal we've got," okay, which is basically worth over $3,000 of value. I've never been in a company where the company will match my investment and create the value. So if I buy a $1,500 pack, I have a $3,000 value of what my investment was. Where does that happen? So now I have products to use, products to sell, products to sample. I'm already pre-qualified for the next couple of months at that executive level, which then entitles me to go out and start helping my new people that I want to do the same with to help them build their business. We have a 950 pack. Another value-added package. It gives you over a $2,000 value when you look at the investment that you're making. Another match dollar for dollar, you guys, when you talk about exactly what you're investing in those packages. $950 is going to give you a $2,000 value. It's going to also allow you to be pre-qualified again at the executive level so you can go out and start gathering your customers, start passing out your samples, start using the product, becoming an example yourself. And it doesn't take long to find your own testimony in this company if you're utilizing more than one product. One of the reasons why Malin was so gracious in giving with Steve was giving you all of the products that we have is so that way you can go home. You've said yes to a business. You've said yes to an opportunity. Why would you want to go use somebody else's shampoo? Why would you want to go out and use somebody else's shake? Why would you want to go out and use somebody else's nutritional program when you've got it yourself? You invest in your own business. You invest in your own body. And when you do that, you will see success beyond your wildest dreams based on the fact that you are seeing exactly what these people are going to benefit from by using those products. And so when you think about, okay, we have a $3.99 package, which is basically our sampler package. It, again, does not give you the full executive status, but what it does is it gives you 30 samples. It makes sure that your core is finished with your first 50, but then it's giving you 30 samples. How many samples do you think that you could get out if you just opened the doors to your business and you said, look, I'm going to go out and I'm going to solicit to as many people as I can the value of what is a skinny stick. I'm going to go out, and I had a gentleman tell me a couple of days ago, his sister had just started the business, and he walked in the door with two iced teas, and he said, oh, my God, what are you buying? And I started laughing, and I said, oh, I said, you better give him one of those sticks. I said, he needs a better mood. And she started laughing, and she said, oh, you need to try this. So he tries the skinny stick. He tells her how wonderful it is. He says, oh, some of the guys at my job would probably like this. I work in a restaurant. And I said, energy. Do any of them need energy? So all of a sudden, I had transferred from her over to him. I'm actually meeting with them today. And I said, you know, this is about creating that value of becoming an executive. You guys, when you become an executive and you start creating your executive factory, that's all we're doing. I guarantee you, if you make a solid executive leg, you will create a solid executive business and a solid limitless business. And we're looking for 6-7 people on your front line that you're going to take to that executive level. You're going to make sure that if you have 3 executives in your organization and you're 3 wide, you want to get paid on everything. I've always been an advocate of if you've earned it, you want to get paid on it, okay? You don't leave money on the table when you have the opportunity to go out and create all of that solidarity in your business. And by starting to accumulate all these customers, guys, you're creating value, okay, in you becoming an executive. But also, it's, you know, I tell people there's never room for error in this business. You know why? I said because every single person that you run into can be one of your new customers. Don't be afraid if somebody says no. Don't be afraid if somebody quits. People quit every day. They quit everything. They quit diets. They quit jobs. They quit being parents. They quit being married. Who, you know, don't take it personally, okay? People quit every day. It's not because of you. It's because of them. It's not because of our products, you guys. People just don't necessarily stay with everything that they start. But so many of you guys that think, well, it must have been something I said, something I did. Oh, my God, I must have not gave them the right samples. You guys, it's not about you. You just got to understand, if we're all saying the same thing, we're saying it with the same products, and I guarantee you, Malin is not stashing away extra different skinny sticks for me than she is for you, okay? We're all getting the same stuff. So if we're all passing it out daily and we're getting people on the right stuff, started in the right way, every single person you have in your organization can become an executive.
Boy, between customers and distributors, you're absolutely right. And, you know, when I watched Malin put that compensation program together, you know, that was the simple question is, you know, an executive is basically, you know, somebody who's doing $350 between themselves and their customers every single month in their group. And when you look at how great these products are, like you've just outlined, Cindy, you could not be more correct. I mean, you just cannot go through a day without thinking of everything. I had a I had a person, a gentleman the other day said, you know, what am I going to do with this estradine? I'm not a gal, and I'm not going to use estradine. And it was such a crazy thing. I said, you know, 50% of the world is females. I don't know what I'd do with that. You know, it's just like, really? Really? You know, this is something you can, you know, feel very, very comfortable with. And all of us who use the products know that. And I was given Erica a bad time because she is so excited about the benefits she's received from using these products that she tells us all the time on the phone. And I said, so, but isn't the shampoo amazing? She goes, you know, I haven't tried the shampoo yet. I said, you're kidding. And so now she's on the shampoo. But everything that we take works, and it's pretty easy between yourself and your customers to be able to hit that level. That's for dang sure. So you have a goal of getting 7 frontline executive legs. And you have a goal of right now, if I'm not mistaken, Cindy, your goal is to get 1,000 executives in your organization. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. And so,
go ahead.
You know, no, I was going to say, and so I think obviously to do that, you're going to focus on the executives that you have already to be able to go out and duplicate that same thought process of them being able to go out and establish 7 executive legs wide and just duplicate that over and over and over again. And the way you do it, of course, is you start off by saying, look, you know, just find three, become an X-ray, and you'll go there. Now we've added X5, you know, and now we've added X10. You know, so that people can just keep going and driving executives along with all the incentives to go with it. But if you just take it one day at a time, you just take it one executive at a time, it starts to grow, doesn't it, Cindy?
Yeah, and one of the things that I have to tell you guys, this is to really see an example of network marketing is when your team, right now I have Doreen Cisneros and Peggy and Craig Stoltz headed off to Fresno. I have a group right now in Bakersfield. I have a group right now in Santa Maria, and then I have multiple people in my organization, Sally Ann in Washington. When you start really thinking about your process of, you know, it's not about you, okay? It cannot just be about you. It's got to be about where am I going to be able to duplicate myself and how fast can I do that? And by getting and creating your executives and making them strong, they will then go out and do the same thing. And so if you teach to teach, okay, and you're helping to be not only the example of a great executive but also a great leader, and then you think about all the people, you know, right now Steve and Lindy are up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I just named 5 different locations all over California and Washington, and I'm not in any one of them, okay? I'm actually headed to Santa Maria to another event with a new girl that's getting trained and another girl that's actually coming into our business, is how many places, how many people are you duplicating in yourself, not only at the executive level but at the leadership level? And the minute you can pass the torch to good leadership, to good examples out in the marketplace, you guys, to people that you can trust that are going to be and do the best that they can with their limitless business. This is not just my business. It's now become hundreds and hundreds of other people's business. Do we all do it the same way? Not necessarily. Does that mean any one of us are wrong? No, because some people are going to go slower. Some people are going to go faster. Some people are like, you know, want to be a speed demon. That's completely okay. You know why? Because one of the things that I had with a conversation is, you know, we have a great ability to, you know, we've seen the facility that we have to glean from, you know, where Steve and Malin have locked arms, you know, with credibility in the marketplace, where we know that we've got products available every day. We know that we've got a great shipping program that we can get those products shipped. We know that we get paid on the 15th and the 20th of the month, and if you're in the car program or any of the bonus programs, you get those bonuses, additional bonuses on the 20th and the 15th. Is usually when people have already ran out of money. Best time in the world, you guys, to get a paycheck is when you know it's coming up. So that's...
Well, Cindy, I just want to say, from Malin's and my perspective, though, you know, we think that, you know, you're so passionate about everything, and also you're a living example of it, because people who knew the way you were before knew how you looked before, and they see how you look now, and they understand the difference in your life. People who hear you talk about what it's done for Mike, your husband, you know, and Malin says to me all the time, she goes, you know what Cindy's, you know, best asset is. I go, I know, she's just a dog, and she goes for it, and she works hard, and she's 24 hours a day. And Malin says, no, she's just a really good person. And people feel that in their lives, and your leaders feel that, because they know your heart of hearts doesn't get any better. And I just want you to know, and Malin, you can chime in here, but, you know, we're so glad to have her as a result, right?
Well, we absolutely are, and her years of experience, but her young heart is, it exactly describes who we are at Limitless. We love you.
Yeah, we do love you. So thanks, Cindy. And, man, we're glad you got all those meetings going on today, because, hey, it's already a third of the month gone. And so, you know, we want to have a great month of March, and you're obviously having a great month. And we appreciate you and your teams, and we appreciate everybody out there. And so, Malin, any last thoughts on your end?
No, other than I love, you know, if you focus on executives, the rest of your business will just happen. Become one yourself and teach other people how to do it, and it will just happen. And there's no greater way to do that than find a way to get those products into your body.
All right, guys. So with that, Alan, let's go ahead and take it off. Cindy, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you guys during the week, and we'll hopefully see you guys all soon. So with that, remember, it's only 10 weeks to the next fly-in. Keep that in the back of your mind. Alan?